In today's episode of Wealth Wonders, I will analyze the Indian economic status with reviewing all industries helping the nation, the strengths and weaknesses, its growth in the past 5 years, and general information such as GDP, population, type of economy, and more. Welcome to Wealth Wonders, where I, Kushagra Jain, focus on the global economy and its economic status. In the last episode, we covered the rapid growth and the large success that the Asian economy had faced, and today we will review one of its major reasons why, which is the Indian economy. We start off with today's episode by learning basic facts about the Indian economy. As of 2023, the Indian GDP stands to be $3.73 trillion USD, with a surprising 8.7% annual change, and the GDP per capita of the country is around $2,612 USD. One of the key reasons for India's economic growth is its colossal population, being around 140.76 crore as of 2021. India is known to have a parliamentary government with federal and constitutional features, with also being a mixed economy, meaning that both private and public sectors coexist. I believe it's worth noting that the Indian economy depends heavily on one basic factor, which is domestic consumption. Due to the rapid rate of the growth of India's population, nearly 70% of India's GDP is driven by domestic consumption, making the country the sixth largest consumer market. After reviewing basic facts about the nation's economy, we must review other aspects for the immense growth of the country. The major industries for expanding the Indian market are information technology, healthcare, renewable energy, and agriculture. These are major industries which need to be explored and understood, as they are significant factors for India's growth. Renewable energy. India is the world's third largest producer of renewable energy and fourth largest consumer of electricity. The Indian renewable energy sector possesses a staggering $240 billion USD with innovation, manufacturing, and investment potential. The sector faces a large amount of success, majorly due to the global demand for renewable energy, with a drastic increase in environmental problems. The healthcare industry. The healthcare sector is most likely to grow India's economy along rising incomes, better healthcare awareness, an increase in experiencing of diseases or infections, and even an aging population requiring the quality health support. The industry has a market value of over $370 billion USD in 2022 and can grow to an estimated $610 billion USD by 2026. The largest companies in the industry are Sun Pharmaceuticals, Cipla, Apollo Hospitals, Lupin, and Dr. Reddy's Laboratories. The IT industry. The information technology industry focuses primarily on using technology to solve business problems by utilizing a large variety of technology such as software, hardware, data and media management. The industry is expected to grow till $253.9 billion USD for the 2023 to 2024 fiscal year. The largest companies in the industry are Tata Consultancy Services, Infosys, HCL Technologies, and Wipro. Agriculture. Agriculture is the literal backbone of the Indian economy due to its contribution of over 16% to the national GDP. Agriculture is one of India's largest and most successful sectors, as the country is currently the world's second largest producer of agriculture-based goods. The industry has a total value of an estimated $372.94 billion USD in 2024. Now that we have covered the major details about the Indian economy, I think it's still very important for us to review the strengths and weaknesses of the nation's economic status. The promising future of India's economy depends on several bases. Firstly, efficient and effective IT services. Now, in the society we live in, information technology provides a primary role in business while being very important for improving today's current workforce. Secondly, India's strategic location is a major reason why the country continues to face success due to having easy access to large continental economies such as Europe, Asia, and Africa, boosting global trade while also boosting the global economy. Lastly, the country's economy is an expanding market, as average income levels boost with also growing the middle class population. With increasing valuations of companies and more investments made every day, this helps the Indian market to expand at a rapid rate. Along these powerful strengths the Indian economy contains, it is important to also review the critical threats and weaknesses the nation faces. Firstly, as we reviewed previously, the agriculture sector is the backbone of the Indian economy. This implies that the major reason for the success India has faced is primarily because of how much the agriculture industry helps grow the market. However, with the rise of the topic climate change, we observe that this crucial industry can face a brutal loss. As temperature continues to rise, it severely impacts the success of agriculture. Secondly, the large amount of inadequate infrastructure fails to meet with the Indian economic needs and demands. As the population continues to grow, the undeveloped infrastructure causes several problems, including water shortages, power cuts, and traffic jams. Lastly, poor education is a major weakness of the Indian economy when reviewing it long term. The literacy rate in India is only around 74%, which means that many individuals will not be able to get good jobs and will have little contribution in the nation's economy. With low quality education, political and social problems also arise, showing the importance of education in an economy. After reviewing all information, this is what I conclude. As the country's economy has rapid success, it continues to climb up the global economic ranking and is expected to be ranked as the fifth largest economy by GDP in 2024, regardless of the brutal threats the nation faces. Along all facts, data and information, it is no surprise that India is seen to be one of the fastest growing economies, even with significant countries like China struggling to recover after the pandemic. That's all for today's episode on the Indian economy. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned a little more about one of the most important countries and its economic status. In the next episode, I analyze Europe's economic status. But till then, stay safe, and I'll see you soon on another episode of Wealth Wonders.